What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Historic weekend, no matter what happens.
Training standards will increase, expectations will increase. I just can't go against Ballyhale.
The Club Championship Show. Subscribe to the GAA podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning, we hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 17th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief as we go through the sporting back pages and detail the latest news and diary of the day. So it was all about Liverpool last night, winning 2-0 against Inter in the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie in Milan. Roberto Firmino and Mo Salah with late goals, the San Siro. So Liverpool 1 foot in the quarterfinals now, ahead of the return leg at Anfield. Red Bull Salzburg and Bayern Munich drew 1-1 in the other Champions League tie. Rangers are in Europa League action against Borussia Dortmund tonight. Celtic face Bodo Glimt in the Conference League. In Gaelic football, NUI Galway won the Sigerson Cup for the first time in 19 years last night. They beat UL by 12 points to 1-6. Rory McIlroy and Seamus Power are in the field for the PGA Tour's Genesis Invitational. That begins later today at Riviera Country Club in California. And there's racing as well at Clonmel, the first off there at 1:20. Let's go through the back pages, starting with the Irish Times sports section. Salah and Firmino propel Liverpool towards quarterfinals, so Andy Hunter's report on that win, and also view from the couch, Mary Hannigan, architecturally solid Liverpool leave Inter on shaky ground. So that's what's going on football-wise. In terms of the other sports, we have Dave Hannigan, locked out baseball facing largest existential crisis, but who cares? Also, League of Ireland preview from Gavin Comiskey, all hands on deck for rookie Duff at Shelburne. And we also have Carberry looking to kick on after first start in Six Nations. So that's the Irish Times sports section today, dominated by Liverpool's win last night. Also, a picture on the back of the Irish Independent of Roberto Firmino after scoring his goal at the San Siro. Also, Friday will be the biggest day of my life in football. Duff. So Daniel McDonald writing that Damien Duff says his first league game as manager of Shelburne will be the biggest day of his football life. They play St. Pat's at the weekend. Carberry, we have still a chance to win the Six Nations, writes Kian Tracy. Joey Carberry doing some interviews yesterday, despite the defeat to France. I have a long way to go, Tiger. Tiger Woods is hosting that tournament in California, that Genesis Invitational. It was the first tournament he played back in 1992 when it was called the Los Angeles Open as a 16-year-old. And Frank Roach's column, Farrell's Moody Blues Dilemma, can his rookies flourish in time of flux? The Irish Examiner sports section. Simply read, Liverpool at Fox Inter in Champions League. Duffer suffers, new Shell's boss nervous ahead of the biggest day of his career. And support system, Carberry leaned on close circle during injury lows. We have the interesting story in the UK Telegraph. Rugby World League to launch by 2024. Ben Cole's writing that biggest shake-up rugby in decades will have close to agreement. Six Nations and Sanzar drive two-year 24-team contest. Will we have a World League at rugby? Obviously, with a lot of money going into rugby now, maybe they want to amalgamate the Northern and Southern Hemispheres and get a league every couple of years outside of the World Cups. We'll wait and see what happens there. We have the back of the Sun. Asian and Mo Salah chasing Ron's Champions League away goal record. So Mo Salah fired Liverpool to the verge of the Champions League quarterfinals with yet another goal on the road. It was his eighth away goal in a row in this competition, bettered only by Ronaldo's 12. So Inter nil, Liverpool 2. Duff the begrudgers. Damien Duff reckons there are people waiting for him to fail as a Shelburne manager. And also Ants 1-0. Antonio Conte feels he's only a 1% chance of clinching a Champions League place at Tottenham, has done an interview in the last 24 hours. And not so keen, I don't think, on the transfers that they've made. Or, well, I think they want more people into the club, don't they, at Spurs. Back at the Irish Daily Mail, Italy face Axe Springboks to replace Azzurri in Six Nations, writes Chris Foy. South Africa are in line to join the Six Nations, place of the tournament's perennial strugglers, Italy, by 2025. So will that happen? We'll have to wait and see. They've committed themselves to the Rugby Championship at the moment with New Zealand, Australia and Argentina, but we have seen South African clubs now moving into the United Rugby Championship, moving more towards the Northern Hemisphere, and furious fans unable to watch Ireland victory, that victory for Vera Powell's side, the 2-1 win over Poland in the Pinatar Cup yesterday. We have the back of the UK Times box plot Six Nations move mirroring what was in the Daily Mail. South Africa have warned the Southern Hemisphere's governing body that they're exploring the option of joining the Six Nations from 2025, writes Will Kelleher. Conte hits out at Spurs deals. Antonio Conte's risked the wrath of the Tottenham chairman Daniel Levy by complaining that the club's transfer business in January has left him with a weaker squad. And Firmino points the way to the last eight. Inter Milan 0, Liverpool 2. Back of the Star, we have San Heroes. Mo and Roberto strikes put Reds in driving seat. Duff ready for biggest day in the League of Ireland. And United charged for dunk reaction. So Man United have been hit with a charge by the English FA after their players mobbed referee Peter Banks at Old Trafford on Tuesday. Back of the Mirror has San Heroes as well. Inter Milan 0, Liverpool 2. Duff my highlight in sport. Damien Duff looking for that start, which will be a winning one, he will hope, when Shelburne play Pats on Friday. And we have to finish the back of the Herald. It's the biggest day of my life, says Duff. Shelburne manager admits his first league game in charge of the Reds be hands down above anything as a player. That's what's in the papers this morning. Don't forget OTBAM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30. We're speaking to Mark Lawrenson and Paul Durkin on the show this morning, and we're also previewing the League of Ireland season. Ashley and O'Reilly caught up with Damien Duff, so be sure to check out that interview and all the other content on the OTB Sports app and YouTube, on our YouTube channel for Off the Ball, for Periscope and Twitter at Off the Ball, and on Facebook as well. We're back with the Sporting Brief podcast tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.